Andrew Boy, thank you very much for joining us here on TWR UK. Can you tell us more about the situation in Sudan at the moment?
It's an interesting one right now. It's very volatile. That doesn't mean to say it's violent, but there's a process of change that's taking place there, which Release International is hopeful could become a window of opportunity to end the persecution of Christians within that nation. The stakes are extremely high, not just for the people of Khartoum, but for the whole of that absolutely enormous country. So what's happened is that you have a military coup. General al-Bashir, who's been in power for very, very nearly 30 years, who's wanted for war crimes and crimes against humanity. There's an indictment against him by The Hague for all of that, who's driven 2.5 million people from their homes and killed goodness knows how many. One estimate would be 400,000 people in Darfur, is out. So it's a new military leadership, but when I say new, I mean people who were part of the old regime. So what we've seen, the protesters who've been staging peaceful protests in Khartoum and are continuing to do so, have seen a number of those figures within the new military council replaced and removed. But what the protesters are demanding is civilian rule. And the military is saying there needs to be a period of transition before that takes place. And that's the current contention.
And Christians in Sudan have faced some real difficulties under the old leadership. Are Christians hopeful that these protests may bring about some meaningful change for their situation?
There has to be change within Sudan. General al-Bashir declared Sudan to be an Islamic country, and he's been pursuing an absolutely ruthless program of ethnic cleansing within the Nuba Mountain region of Sudan. We've seen bombing raid after bombing raid. Release International is providing relief help for people who've been bombed out of their homes there. And the very people who are working to provide relief have been targeted deliberately by cargo planes. They drop bombs off the back of them, and by fighter jets out there. And that's not just Release, that's been going on for years in Sudan. So there has to be a change. Churches have been demolished over there. Christians have been arrested. There's a powerful secret police out there who round up people. Church property has been seized. And if you're a Muslim in Sudan, we talk about Christian persecution, but you are not allowed to convert to Christianity. That's apostasy, and for that you can be killed. So that tight-fisted regime within Sudan, there are signs of change there. That's encouraging. And I think the thing for us to do now is to pray that there will be true freedom, because if you don't have freedom to believe, freedom to worship, freedom to decide who you're going to associate with, there is no freedom in that country. You just exchange an old regime for a new regime. There has to be change.
Andrew, what do Christians in Sudan, what do you think they'd want Christians here in the UK to know about their situation?
I think they'd want us to understand what they've come from. And if you think about 30 years of military dictatorship within Sudan, it's amazing that actually right now you have peaceful protests on the streets. They are determined and they're peaceful. And I think the Christians would probably want us to pray that they would continue to be peaceful. The last thing you'd want is for elements within those protests to draw the fire, literally, or the attention of the military there. It's a very delicate situation right now, but I'm sure that the Christians within the Nuba Mountains, for example, who've been bombed, would want all of that to end. They would want the opportunity to just be left alone. We've seen a man-made famine in Sudan. We've seen famine after famine, actually, as a result of the war that's gone out there. People try to plant a harvest, then the military move in, they're displaced, they have to move on, they can't grow their food. I've been over there and seen people eating grass, starving to death in an area which would feed most of Africa because it's so fertile. That's further towards the south, away from the desert areas. So Sudan has been a tragedy, and now Sudan has an opportunity to change. This could be a turning point. This could be a window. And it's important that politicians who are engaging with Sudan to bring her back into the international community, to bring into being a democratic Sudan, that they now exercise an influence within Sudan and upon Sudan to see that true freedoms are restored. So it's actually a very exciting time, but it's one that needs to be prayed into.